This story is read by Ronnie Nelson. Private George White Kippen Watson, service number 49096 of the 11th Battalion of the Royal Scots. George White Kippen Watson was born on the 15th of May 1898 at Stormontfield in Scone. He was the second of five children born to James and Isabella Watson, who had married in Scone in 1894. George's father worked in the textile industry. The 1911 census shows the family were living at Stormontfield, Scone, along with George's maternal grandmother, Jessie Kippen. After leaving school, George worked with his father at the textile mill for a short time, before moving to Glasgow to work with his uncle in the embroidery trade. When George enlisted into the Royal Scots in Glasgow on the 12th of February 1917, he gave his job as a Swiss embroiderer and his address as 98 Gloucester Street in Glasgow. He was 18 years old. In February 1917, George was initially attached to the 79th Training Reserve Battalion based at Montrose, and then the 77th Training Reserve Battalion at Kirkcaldy. He transferred to the 11th Battalion of the Royal Scots on the 15th of August 1917 and embarked for France. On the 21st of August, he was admitted to No. 25 General Hospital in Harderlow, suffering from scabies. On discharge from hospital, he was sent to the 20 Base Depot at Eatables, arriving on the 26th of August. He rejoined his battalion in the field on the 25th of September 1917. In 1917, the 11th Battalion Royal Scots, as part of the 9th Scottish Division, fought in the first and second battles of the Scarpe during the Arras Offensive, the Battle of Passchendaele from the 31st of July to the 5th of November, and the action on Welsh Ridge. George would have probably been involved in the latter stages of the action at Passchendaele, which finally ended on the 6th of November 1917, when British and Canadian troops captured what little remained of Passchendaele village. Field Marshal Haig then called off the offensive, but with huge cost of 325,000 Allied casualties in 3 months. On the 20th of October 1917, George was briefly admitted to hospital with lice infestation, but rejoined his battalion. He injured his ankle on the 29th of October 1917 and was readmitted to hospital from the 27th Field Ambulance. He again returned to duty, but on the 4th of November, his leg was badly wounded, and he was taken to the 36th Casualty Clearing Station, which was stationed at Sidcote. George White Kippen Watson died in hospital on the 4th of November 1917 from acute necrosis of the fibula. He is buried in the Sidcote Military Cemetery in Plot 11, Row C, Grave 28. As requested by his father, the inscription on his headstone reads, "He died that good might come, yet Lord, my heart is sore." George was 19 years old. He was awarded the Victory and the British War Medals. Some of his effects which were returned to his family included his disc, letters, photos, pocketbook, his watch, dentures, purse, a badge, his comb, French book and postcards. We will remember them.